بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد Allah Rabbul Izzat has created us with faculties and each faculty have a specific function. For example, Allah has given us eyes and the function of the eyes is to see. Allah has given us ears, the function of the ears is to hear. Like that, Allah has given us a tongue to speak, the mind to think. And in the same way, Allah has given us a heart. And the function of the heart is to love. And we as believers, we are required to channel and nurture this love for Allah Ta'ala. For Ulama Ikram explained that the believer's love for Allah is very strong. And they quote the ayat, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And a manifestation of this love is through the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because Ulama Ikram again explain that كُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. What they explain, if you claim to love Allah, tell Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell them, فَاتَّبِعُونِ, follow me. In this way, you will gain closeness and proximity to Allah. And this is the object of tazkiyah. The object of tazkiyah is to gain closeness to Allah and to gain the love of Allah. So Ulama Ikram explain, proportionate to the amount of sunnah prevalent in our life, to that extent the love of Allah will permeate from our heart. Once Mawlana Shaitani rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, he said generally people have confined sunnah just to ibadah, to zakah, to salah, etc. But that is not regarded as the whole or all of the sunnah. But a person should endeavor to bring every sunnah in his life, all facets, in our aqaid, in our ibadat, in our mu'amalat, in our mu'asharat, in our akhlaq. And we look in the lives of our prior predecessors, the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullah Alim Ajma'in, until the recent akabirin of recent times, they were embodiment of sunnah. Their life was in strict adherence to the sunnah. Every sunnah in their life, they would go through great lengths to inculcate that sunnah in their life. Once, one of the murids of Maulana Junaid Bahdari rahmatullah alayh, his disciple, after 10 years spending in the khidmat of Maulana Junaid Bahdari rahmatullah alayh, one day he decided that I want to leave. So Sheikh Junaid was very, rahmatullah alayh, was very surprised. So what made you make such a rash decision? He said, Hazrat, I've spent 10 years in your company. And in the 10 years of spending time with you, I have never seen any karamat that you have performed. So Shaykh Junaid Ahmad Ahli rahmatullah alayhi mentioned to him and said, now that your intention has become apparent, it doesn't really matter you leave. But let me ask you one thing. In the 10 years that you have spent time with me in my khidmat, did you ever see me do anything against sunnah? And this person said, I have never seen anything done against sunnah. And then Shaykh Junaid Bahdari rahmatullah alayhi said, what greater karamat are you looking for? If in 10 years you didn't observe me leaving out any sunnah. And that's what made these great, illustrious people traverse this road of tazkiyah very quickly. And they reached their goal and they attained lofty, lofty position. The Sahaba Ikram, their love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the adherence to sunnah is unparalleled. They were a class of their own. To such an extent that Ulama Ikram explained, they used to practice to even imitate the walking of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And many times they would become disappointed with themselves because they could not get the exact walking of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One Sahaba is traveling, he stops, halts his conveyance, he goes a little bit off and he goes sit there for a while and he returns. Then he mentioned that on a previous occasion of journey, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I was traveling with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this particular spot, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got off to go and relieve himself, I didn't have the urge to relieve myself. But just to fulfill that sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I went and sat for a while so that that sunnah can also be fulfilled. This was the class of Sahaba. But if you look at our awliya, they have followed in the same line. They brought sunnah in their life and they became the beloved of Allah. Malan Iyad Rahmatullah Alayhi, once one of the mukimin of Nizamuddin was telling us, who spent a lot of time in Nizamuddin, and he was giving Qari Guzari of Malan Iyad Rahmatullah Alayhi. And he said, Malan Iyad Rahmatullah Alayhi, towards the latter part of his life, he became ill and he was very weak. A time came that he was on the bed, on the charpai, that wooden bed, and people had to assist him, they had to carry the charpai into the masjid for salah. Even under that condition, he would never miss namaz with jamaat. So they used to take him into the masjid, in Baglawali masjid, and after namaz they used to bring him out. And he said he was quite ill at that time, and with great amount of difficulty, while sitting lying on the charpai, as he used to enter the Baglawali masjid, with great amount of pain and difficulty, he stretched out his right leg. And when he used to come out of Banglawali Masjid, he used to stretch out his left leg in fulfillment of this great sunnah that when you enter the masjid, you should enter with your right leg and you should leave with it. And at the time came close to his death, his voice was very weak, he couldn't even speak properly. And he noticed a youngster standing drinking water, and with great difficulty he tried to gain the attention of the youngster to tell him, sit and drink. The Khadims understood that, and then they told him, please sit, this is causing taklif to notice somebody standing and drinking. This is how they had love for sunnah. They could not tolerate little disobedience of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One of the Khadims of Malan Hakim Akhtar Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned, just to show how our Kabirin, how they adhere to the sunnah in every aspect of their life. So once he was explaining that somebody bought a jubba for Malan Hakim Akhtar Rahmatullah Alayhi, and they told Hazrat, wear it on and see if it fits. As Hazrat put it on, immediately, quickly told him, take it off quickly. He's quite ill at that time. And they said, Hazrat, you just want to see. He said, don't take it off quickly. And they took it according to the instruction of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi. And then they asked Hazrat, you were so anxious to take it off so quickly. He said, did you not see that the jubba was below my ankle? What at that time if my mort came at that time? What would have happened to me if that time? Look how conscious they were of sunnah, of abiding according to the sunnah of Nabi. And all awliyas, one great buzruk, one mufti was mentioning, he said that he was making wudu and for Isha Salah, and unmindfully, he was not aware of it, he did not make the khilal of the beard. So that night, he was a real ashik of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That night he dreamed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, you loved me but you left out my sunnah, woke up disturbed. And then in the dream Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, you did not make the khilal of the beard. Very perturbed, very worried, upset with himself, full of remorse and regret. He got up in the early parts of the morning, he went to make a wuzu, taking extra precaution. And after that he repeated his entire 17 rakats of Isha Salah, although we know from the ulama, the fiqh masla, that namaz is valid. But he repeated the entire 17 rakats, and as an atonement for the negligence and unmindfulness of leaving the khilal, is recorded in the books for one entire year, he read 100 rakats namaz at night, with punishment for this. That how could he be neglectful of this great sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And this is Islah, this is why we have come here, to introspect our life, to see how much are we inculcating the sunnah in our life. If more sunnah in our life, the more we will traverse this road of tazkiyah, this road of the soul. If there is no sunnah, anything done contrary to sunnah, it's not tazkiyah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's one specific object coming into the dunya was tazkiyah, purification. His entire life will be a reformation for ourselves if we bring this in our life. So the sunnah is a great thing that we should come here with this intention, Ya Allah, I must become particular with sunnah. I must become conscious of sunnah. Because if I'm careless of sunnah, then the object of progressing in this road of tazkiyah, we will lose the essence of it. Very great was the one, and we do not know, realize the amount of nur, hidayat, and effect it has on the heart. One, there was a jamaat who came from India some time back, and he gave us a kar guzari, and he told us that this one non-Muslim, very intelligent, very educated, he went for holiday to Jerusalem. And because he was on holiday on the tour, and that he went for his normal tours, and generally these people were on holiday, towards the end, coming towards sunset, just before Maghrib, they go back to their hotel. So like that, in one of the hotels where he was staying in, he had a balcony there, and he said, now it's just time, let me observe the sunset. And as he's standing on the balcony, looking at all the town, the city, he noticed two Arabs, Muslim Arabs there in front, and they're talking. So he just, out of curiosity, he heard, he just looked at them talking to each other. So he thought maybe they're just having a conversation. One was an elderly person, one was a young person. Eventually, by the actions of their hands, he realized that they're not talking, but they're arguing. And he seen the movements of the hand was even getting more. Then he realized this is a serious argument. Eventually, he observed that this elderly man lifted up his hand and slapped that youngster. And the natural instinctive reaction is that youngster lifted his hand and was about to retaliate, but for no apparent reason dropped his hand. And this European person was very surprised and he's shocked at his reaction. And then that elderly man went in one direction and this person slowly started walking in the opposite direction. So this person ran down, this tourist, ran down, quickly caught up with that youngster and told the youngster, you know what, I don't want to be inquisitive, I was there and observed this whole incident. But if you don't mind, can you tell me something? I can't understand. I observed this whole scene, what had happened between you and that elderly man. And I seen that elderly man slapping you, and you were about to retaliate. But something I can't understand, in that fit of anger, what made you bring your hand down and desist from retaliating? So this person tells us, youngster tells us first, this tourist, our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us a hadith, something to this effect, that if you believe in Allah in the last day, you must respect your elders and have mercy on youngsters. And the moment I wanted to retaliate, that hadith, that saying of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to mind, and that caused me to desist and to refrain me from retaliating. You see, how long is your Nabi, your Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gone, passed on? You see, about 1400 years ago. You mean a man's statement referring to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was mentioned 1400 years ago, can have such an effect on the heart that in the midst of anger, it can have the power to make you resist from carrying out and venting that anger? He was shocked. He returned back to his hotel, and he was a person that was very educated minded. He started doing research on Islam, and later on they found out through Karbuzari and that this person accepted Islam. Not only accepted Islam, he studied the Quran, he became a hafiz of Quran, he became an alim, and he translated the Quran in the language whichever country he was from. Power of Sunnah. Really, beloved brothers, the more we have love for Sunnah, the more we inculcate the Sunnah in our life. And as I mentioned, that sunnah is not just restricted to the ibadat aspect, it's very important, or to the outer aspect, the inner aspect as well. That the taqwa, even taqwa, how our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized on taqwa. One day, Mawlana Shaitani Rahmatullah Alayhi, one of his khalifas came to visit him with his young child. And he came to us in Hazrat's khidmat and said, Hazrat, I decided to spend a few days with you. I was very happy. And he said, I brought my son, make dua for him. I also brought him and make dua. And just in passing, Hazrat Mawlana Shaitani Rahmatullah Alayhi asked him, he said, tell me something, how old is your son? So he said, my son is 13 years old. Then when Ashwatthama Rakshana asked him, "Tell me something, you came from your place by train. Did you pay a full amount of ticket, price for the ticket, or half price? Because there the rule is, the person is 12 and under, he pays half price. And if he's 13 and above, he has to pay a full adult price, double the price probably." So Ismail says, "I paid half price." So when Ashwatthama Rakshana asked him, "Why did you pay half price?" He said, "Hazrat is tiny, he's small, he'll pass for a 12-year-old. So say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un." He said, "How can you pay for something that is 13 years old and you're paying half price for it?" He became very upset with him. The Qulama explained that Hazrat was so upset at this deception, this untruthfulness, not being honest, this dishonesty. He took his khilafat away from him. But this is the tarbiyat, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us and directed us that in every aspect of our life, our heart must be clean. How can we cleanse ourselves? And that was the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to keep our heart clean. Another incident comes to mind. One day, Maulana said that Hazrat Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu and Abu Darda radhiyallahu anhu, Hazrat Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu requested Abu Darda radhiyallahu anhu to go on his behalf to put a proposal forward for on behalf of Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu. And accordingly, Abu Darda radhiyallahu anhu went to the Pearl house, came there and put and gave all the fazilat, narrated all the fazilat of Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu, trying to encourage him to be positive towards the request of Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu. And the audience of Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu was waiting. Eventually, they made a decision. They were not happy to marry their daughter to Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu, but they agreed to marry the daughter to Abu Darda radhiyallahu anhu. Abu Darda radhiyallahu anhu thought about it, everything, and eventually the nikah was performed. And now Abu Darda is coming back, and what's going through his mind now? Imagine what purpose he went there and how what has transpired. So he comes to Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu and he said, "Oh Salman, what can something has happened?" So say, "What has happened?" And he narrated in the whole story. Can we imagine if a thing like that has to happen to us? Because our tazkiyah is not made, what different thoughts, evil thoughts will go through our mind? When he narrated this whole transfer and said, "My nikah has been performed, and I'm embarrassed to tell you that my nikah has been performed to this girl," Allahu Akbar. This is when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made effort on the hearts of Sahaba and the tazkiyah was made. Salman Farsi radhiyallahu anhu said, "You shouldn't be embarrassed. Actually, I should be embarrassed. Because my eyes was on some, and I had intention on someone whom Allah has decided for you." Clean heart. Complete. Free from any ill thoughts, malice, hatred, animosity. And beloved Allah, this is why we come here. That's why so much effort is made for this tazkiyah. Because for this reason, to clean our hearts from all this evil. Because these are barriers between us and Allah. These are obstacles between us and Allah. If we can clear this, then see how enjoyable this road of tazkiyah will be. How we will enjoy this tazkiyah, this road of tasawwuf. Awliya Ikram, even their desires, they made it, they could not tolerate, and they suppressed their desires if it was contrary to sunnah. There was one buzruq, he mentioned, it was a great sheikh. He had a lot of murids, and amongst his muridins, great, great scholars of deen. So one day he just made a side remark to say, "This particular fruit," some ulama say it was referring to a melon, "is the season for this fruit." It was not the season for that time for that fruit. One of the students sensed, it seems that Hazrat is having desire for this particular fruit. So he went through great difficulty because it was not seasoned, not today's time where you got all the fridges and freezers and they store it like that. So anyway, he went through great difficulty and he managed to obtain one of that fruit. And he was so happy that I sent my sheikh, my ustad, he have a desire for this fruit, so I will bring it for him. He brought it happily to his sheikh. Sheikh seen it, was very happy. And then he asked the khadim to bring a knife. And all the students who were great ulama were present. And he was about to cut it, and a thought came to him. He said, how did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cut this particular fruit? Immediately he stopped and he asked the majma. He said, did you come across any reference to how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cut this particular fruit? Because there were great ulama amongst the majma. Everyone gave it a thought. They just couldn't recall. He said, then I'll wait until if it dawns on your people's mind or my mind as to how the fruit was cut, then I will eat it. But I cannot tolerate to eat a fruit cut in a manner contrary to the Nabi's law. So, beloved brothers, may Allah Ta'ala make us understand to have love for Sunnah, to have that passion for Sunnah, bring Sunnah in our life. And our Hazrat always mentioned that these daily sunnahs, the simple sunnahs, no sunnah is insignificant. The daily sunnah, that we enter the masjid, enter with the right leg, but be conscious. One is habit, to enter the masjid with the right head. Sometimes we've got the habit of it. But Hazrat mentioned, be conscious, I'm entering the masjid with the right leg because it's a sunnah. I'm leaving the masjid with the left hand, be conscious, oh Allah, I'm leaving it with the left leg because it's a sunnah of my beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah, in this way, see how our tazkiyah will be made through the barakat of the sunnah of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala inculcate in us the love for sunnah. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that we also follow our pious elders and our pious Akabirin in the manner they followed sunnah. In every aspect they followed sunnah. And may Allah Ta'ala make it such that each and everyone that's present here, we progress in this line. MashaAllah, we heard last night also the virtues of Darood Sharif. If the benefit of reciting Darood is so great, can one imagine inculcating the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our lives? What will be the reward? And what will be the darja of such a person? I was really once mentioned that a person in the time of the Bani Israel, evil person, was not a very pious person, was not a person who was to obey the commands of Allah. And people had disregard for him because they knew of the evil that he used to perpetrate against Allah's laws. And when he passed on, people didn't have regard for him. Allah ordered Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, go and perform the janazah for this person, I have forgiven him. Musa alayhi salam was surprised, something was fake, and he inquired from Allah, on what basis did you forgive this person? And then Allah Ta'ala informed him something to this effect, that in the Torah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's name was mentioned, and he sent the root upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that basis of forgiveness. So can you imagine how valuable we will be if we bring sunnah in our life? They always say, they said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever he touched became mubarak and became valuable. Today, whatever we touch decreased in value. But with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it increased in value. Like that, if inshallah we will bring sunnah in our life, in the eyes of Allah, our value will increase. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal and whatever.